This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, I'll check in with musician and label owner Andrew Gustin about a compilation he commissioned of Indiana-inspired instrumental music. We'll hear that conversation and get a preview of some of the songs from the record. Charlene has the top five fave songs from heavy metal guru and show promoter at Black Circle Brewing, Dustin Bulches, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, let's take a listen into my conversation with Indianapolis musician and Ameliorate Records label owner, Andrew Gustin. Andrew, thanks for coming on the show again.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you.
So you've been busy lately curating and compiling a collection of pieces for a compilation album called 2 Minutes in Indiana. Can you describe the project for us?
Yeah, thank you, Adam. In April of 2021, I put out an open call to artists on social media with this challenge, to create a new solo instrumental composition that lasts exactly 2 minutes. The theme is to capture what living in Indiana feels like to you. The participants were advised to think of their composition as being a scene in a larger work. So at that time, kind of put that call out there with the idea being each artist would have basically the same canvas with that 2 minute song length. And I wanted to see what everyone would do. In a way, it was kind of an experiment just to see what would happen if people were interested and have had good reception to it.
That's awesome. What inspired you to take on making this record and putting that call out?
Yeah, last year I participated in a communal album that a label in Amsterdam curated with just 1 minute tracks. But this was a album that was released online and it was just on Bandcamp, and there was a lot of submissions and each track was just 1 minute. And when I was listening back to it, it was really cool to feel the 1 minute change between the artists. And you started to feel that 1 minute and be ready for like another shift to a different song. And it was kind of cool. But I thought the 1 minute was like a little bit too short, and I wanted to get more, a little bit longer, but give a common theme to the album. So that's where the kind of idea about making about Indiana, and kind of using it as a tool for a first vinyl release for my label, Ameliorate Records.
All right, so we're going to listen to a few of the songs from the album now. Would you introduce the first one for us?
Yeah, the first track I'd like to play is actually the first track of the album, and it's called On Holiday by Jennison. This track is her homage to Holiday Park in Indianapolis.
That was Jennison with On Holiday from 2 Minutes in Indiana, and we're talking to Andrew Gustin, the curator of this album. What do you have next for us, Andrew?
Next up, I'd like to play the track Tea Party by John Kill. I believe John's an artist that's been on your show before, and I really enjoy his production style and his composition, and he really hit a home run on this one.
John Kill with Tea Party. I love John Kill. We have played some of his music before on this show. Andrew, what do you have next for us?
Next up, I would like to play a track called Downright Hoosier by Dan Johnson. Dane Johnson is a multi-instrumentalist that's played in a few bands that I've been in over the years, and he currently plays drums in the Caleb McCoach band. He makes great electronic music, and I've been kind of pushing him to get it out there because it's awesome. So here is Downright Hoosier by Dane Johnson.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost, and we're listening to music from the forthcoming compilation 2 Minutes in Indiana. We're here with the compilation's curator, Andrew Gustin. Andrew, you have one more song for us?
Yeah, the last song I'd like to wrap it up with is called There's Snow Along the Stardust Trail. It's by Mina Keohane, featuring Charlie Ballantyne. And this was her little nod to native Hoosier Hoagy Carmichael.
Thanks, Andrew, for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break now. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen into Dustin Bulch's top 5 songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Dustin Bulches is the head of Stranger Attractor Productions, bringing national metal and punk acts to Indianapolis. He's also a drummer in local band Demiricus and fronts a theatrical music performance group called Sacred Leather. Dustin and Charlene sat down to chat about a few of his favorite songs.
Hey, this is Dustin Bulches, and I am a show promoter, heavy metal guru, and all things in between here in Indianapolis. I do a little bit of everything around here. So for my top 5, I wouldn't necessarily say this is top 5 songs of all times, because who can really pick that? But so I narrowed it down to just 5 songs that I really enjoy. First, starting with Judas Priest, who obviously is like probably my all-time favorite band and the kings of heavy metal. And the song I chose is Victim of Changes. It's an older song by them. It was off of their first record originally, and they've done some re-recordings of it through the years on live records and whatnot. And actually, the live version is my favorite, so that would be the one I would choose to play, because it kind of has all the encompassing elements of what I love about Judas Priest. And in particular, the live version off of Unleashed in the East is just like, it's just so massive and amazing and awesome, and Rob Halford just sounds like a god on it. And being a heavy metal singer myself, he's like, he is God. So that's why I chose that one. And my second song, I chose this is an early post-punk band called The Chameleons from the UK. Post-punk is something that I've gotten a lot more into and embraced later in my life, always kind of more leaning towards new wave and stuff, but, you know, start delving deeper into the post-punk. The Chameleons is just one of those bands that, like, it just blows my mind that in 1983 they were creating the music that they were creating, and Second Skin is the song that I chose, and it's just one of those songs that's like, it's just a really great song about perseverance and transcendence and like kind of overcoming the odds. Third song is King Diamond, No Presents for Christmas, which is hilarious that this like evil satanic guy did a Christmas song, but he did, and it's awesome. It's a really incredible heavy metal song. Enjoy that one. It's really awesome. My fourth song is I'm really into like synth scoring for horror movie films, and obviously John Carpenter's kind of the king of all of that. And so I chose one of my favorite songs by him. It's actually the theme song from Christine, which is like not a movie that was really popular with him. It was a Stephen King short story that he turned into a film. But the theme itself is just, it's just always been one of my favorites. And then finally, my fifth song is the band The Fix. They're just like, they're to me the kind of epitome of what was happening in the early 80s with like pop music and how it was becoming, you know, they were starting to utilize a lot more like synthesizers and experimentation. For a pop band, it's they're really outside of the box and a really different approach to pop music. And the song in particular is Opinions, because it's just my favorite song by them.
Always opinions turning you round. Always opinions turning you down.
And again, you've been listening to me, Dustin Bolches, talk about my top five songs. And thanks for checking it out, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks, Charlene, for that top five from Dustin Bolches. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at WFYI.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from singer-songwriter and Small Studio From Home alum Cole Woodruff. He has a brand new album out called The Sadness. This is Why Did You Let Me Go? From Central Indiana-based Cole Woodruff here on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Never failed.
That was singer-songwriter Cole Woodruff with Why Did You Let Me Go? From his new album, The Sadness. You can find his Small Studio From Home session at WFYI.org/small studio. You are tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with co-hosts Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
Local band Den Dweller squeezed in the release of their new album Dwelt right at the end of last year. If you have a classic indie rock craving, then this one should definitely be on your list. Here's Conflicted by Den Dwellers.
Thank you.
Brandon Meeks is an Indianapolis bass player, beat maker, producer, and small studio alum. His group Native Son played a stripped-down set in the small studio back in the early days of the series, which you can check out at wfyi.org/smallstudio. During 2021, he released several albums of beats, including his newest EP titled January. Here's one from that. It's Future Soul by Brandon Meeks.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost on WFYI. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlene Birdsong with co-hosts Adam Gross and Melissa Davis. We are listening to new music from artists across Indiana. Aaron Nell is an Americana musician inspired by the landscape of the Midwest. Nell says on his record Bridge, Swale, and Hollow that every song is woven with the creeks, rises, rails, covered bridges, and branches of his hometown. This is Gonna Lay My Head by Aaron Nell.
I can hear my mom, I can hear her call. Gonna lay my head by the side of the road. Lover, have you flown to the northern star? Gonna chase you down the side of that road.
Jorma Whitaker, who was lead singer in the band Marmoset, has been releasing solo records for several years. This is the title track of his record, Ribbons.
When I see you walking down the street, I you know what I mean. When I run my ribbons through her hair, all the world looks so fair. When I'm with her every single day,
that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artist on social media for updates and info. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. We'll be back next Saturday night with a brand new show. Stay here for All Songs Considered and Alt Latino coming up next. We are at our last song of the night. This is Indiana-based Lover with Coastal Cruise on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great Saturday night.